For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. California continues to deal with an outbreak of deadly fires. The campfire destroyed nearly the entire town of Paradise. There's only three roads leading out of the mountainous town. The Skyway is the main road, and it runs along the spine of a long ridge with steep canyons all around. The high winds didn't allow for aerial support, and the gridlock caused some people to burn alive in their vehicles and their homes. So far, 25 people have died, and 100 people are still missing. West of Los Angeles, two separate fires are raging. L.A. County Fire Chief Daryl Osby says that crews are mindful of the often unpredictable winds.
There's a lot of fuel that has not burned, that we're concerned about the fire jumping out and coming behind us and burning parts of this area that have not burned.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want a more honest media? Hello, my name is Robert Farrell, and I've grown tired of shadow banning, censorship, and one-sided reporting from today's news and social media companies. That's why my team created RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com. It's the only place where you'll get all the news. It's usually one click to join, so check us out today. RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com.
Top Democrats want Acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker to step aside from supervising the Russia investigation and Special Counsel Robert Mueller. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham tells CBS's Face the Nation it's a non-issue.
Well, you don't recuse somebody because they have opinions different than the people they're overseeing. Trust me, there's politics abounds when it comes to the Mueller investigation that Trump's guilty, and no matter what Mueller finds. But the bottom line here is that Mr. Mueller will be allowed to do his job without political interference by Mr. Whitaker.
Democrats on Capitol Hill plan to take up gun control. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, who stands to retake the Speaker's gavel in January, vows to move quickly in the Democratic majority-led House, starting with new restrictions on the sale and ownership of firearms, as well as universal background checks. Representative Gerald Nadler also pledges to get to work on gun legislation next year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The world remembers what was called the war to end all wars. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Leaders from around the world, including President Trump, gathered beneath the Arc de Triomphe in Paris, marking the 100th anniversary of the end of World War I, a four-year war that killed over 8.5 million troops, including over 116,000 Americans. The music-filled opening of the ceremony featuring remarks by French President Emmanuel Macron.
I have seen the countryside where the most terrible battles were fought. I saw villages destroyed with no one left alive to rebuild them, and whose ruins still today attest to the folly of mankind.
A beer war is brewing. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
Pabst Brewing Company and Miller Coors are heading to trial Monday to settle a contract dispute in which Pabst accuses the brewing giant of trying to undermine its competitor by breaking a contract to make their products. Pabst lawyers argue the company's very existence relies on its business relationship with Chicago-based Miller Coors, which has made and shipped nearly all of Pabst's beers since 1999. Miller Coors argues it's not obligated to continue brewing for Pabst and that Pabst doesn't want to pay enough to justify it. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Take us with you and listen anytime, at home, or on your personal device at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News,